Hello?
Hi, this is Mike for Near Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential.
Who is calling and what do you represent?
Yeah, we are an independent research company in Miami, Florida. So we are not selling anything. We're conducting research and we like your opinions. Your responses will be confidential and used only for research purposes.
What's the topic you're researching?
As I mentioned before, today we're talking to people in your area. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. And I assure you, this is not a sales call. What is your zip code, sir?
Before I give you anything, I want to know what topic you're researching. Is it politics,
all right,
marketing, technology?
All right, I understand that. So, however, see, this is going to be, dealing for about local issues, facing on the area, something like that, based organizations working on community issues as well. So the information will be much appreciated, sir. So there are going to be a couple of questions, and of course, I assure you this is not a sales call.
I know that, but I don't know if I want to give you any opinions that's sensitive.
Okay, no, and I understand that, of course. If you want, we continue with the with the survey, with the questions, and if something you don't want to answer,
give me a sample question,
let me know.
Give me a sample question, I'll tell you if I'm interested in talking to you.
I understand that, sir. So, however, for equality purposes, I'm able just to do it in order, right? So that means that I need to answer, you need me to answer the first question, which is going to be, what is your zip code? And then we should be able to move forward on this.
10022.
All right, you said 10022, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
I won't answer that.
I understand, sir. So, however, as I said, in order to move forward with the questions, right, or the survey, so it's necessarily to answer that question, right? So, it must be just the year of your birth, sir. So, I'm not asking you for a day or something.
I'm over
like 21.
I'm over 21.
Okay, thank you. Well, you're saying 1921 or what was the answer, sir? I'm sorry,
over
let me just write it on.
That's the only
oh,
thing
I understand.
I'm over 21.
Yeah. All right, I understand that. But we need to get these answers all right. What is the year of your birth?
2000.
Okay, thank you. All right, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
Mix.
When you said mix, can you specify that, please?
Black and South Asian.
Okay. You said black and Asian, right?
South Asian.
Thank you. All right. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
PhD.
Thank you. So that means high school, is that correct?
No, it means doctor.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states in local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably vote.
Will you probably no vote? Or
probably,
will definitely
probably
no vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
8 or 9.
All right. Which is going to be 8 or 9?
8.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you.
8.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Matters.
Matters a lot, matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate.
Yeah, what's the question?
Yeah, does it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does
matters
not much,
a lot.
I mean, does
matters,
not,
matters,
okay.
Matters a lot.
All right. Protecting abortion rights.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will
vote. And probably will. I want to vote and probably will.
All right. All right, thank you. The first one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yes, what's the question?
All right, yeah. For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote,
I want
no
to
change,
vote
I will vote.
Probably will. I want to vote
okay,
and
thank
probably
you.
Will.
Thank you. Protecting LGBTQ rights?
Yeah, it's important.
You said the same one, right? I want to vote and probably will. Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate?
Same answer.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
Same.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, I know it's a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access wasn't the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, someone more motivated, no change, someone less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. How much anything have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
You said not much, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, here's the prompt. One, the amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds 13 protection to the state bill of rights. It's a adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Based on your read of this statement, do you think this amendment would give voting rights to immigrants, have prevent discrimination based on age, provide protection on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over the children's medical decision, prohibit housing discrimination, estranging protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, estranging voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution?
What's the question?
Yeah, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would generate one of these options I said?
Yes.
All right, which one, sir?
All of them.
Okay. All right, just one moment. All right, now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortions into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote not on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Probably vote yes.
Definitely or probably, sir?
Yes, probably.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that someone are much more or less motivated?
Permanent.
You said someone, correct? Someone more motivated, correct?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank you. All right, next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. First one, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
All right, and on a scale of 0 to 10, what number do you choose? Remember, 0 means, okay, yeah, 0 means strongly disagree, and 10 means strongly agree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Agree.
Okay, you said 10, correct?
Yes.
All right, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Yes.
All right, just specify the number, sir. That will be much appreciated.
What number, 1 to 10?
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
Oh, 10 is highest, so I agree.
That's right, okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
9.
Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
5.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, let me repeat it back to you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
I don't know what that question means.
Okay, so remember this is just a statement exactly, right? So if you really don't know, so you can choose any number exactly, right, from 0 to 10. That's basically
0.
Your answer. Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
10.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and curse woke-right backgrounds, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression.
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes represent current autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change, right? It's okay if you answered didn't change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of the rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. In this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
I don't understand question zero.
Okay, now, we are not rating now from 0 to 10, but just let me just repeat the question. Which of the following statements, that means statement A and statement B, do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
I still don't understand the question. It's very complicated. The questions are too long.
Okay. And I understand that, sir.